You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm Rainey Petrin, president and founder of Manager Mentors, along with my co-host, David Carson. And we have our two guests here today, Judy Frank from BAE Systems and Steve McCarthy from Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Welcome back, everybody, as we continue our conversation on the return on investment on mentoring. And, you know, one of the things that we haven't talked about yet, at least not amongst ourselves, is the impact that mentoring has with regard to mentors. Does anybody have anything they want to share about the kind of impact they've seen on the mentors themselves?
I'd be happy to share some of the feedback we've had, Rainey, from the mentors. I think that the mentors really appreciate being asked to participate as a mentor in the program.
Uh-huh.
They feel that it's a recognition of what they have to offer to somebody in terms of their experience, and it's a methodology for them to share. It provides them a framework in terms of how to share that experience and relationship with another person who's learning to be a future leader within the company or wants to learn a specific skill or develop their career in a certain way. The other things we're hearing back is that it's increasing leadership development on the behalf of the mentor. So this is a tool as well, not only for the mentoree in the leadership development program, but for the mentor. The mentors that we select are those who are considered leaders within the company, and it's a tool for them to become better leaders.
That's great. Steve, what about yourself?
Yeah, pretty similar. I mean, I guess maybe, looking back on it now, Rainey and Dave, I feel like maybe we should have anticipated the additional benefits that we received for mentors a little bit more than we did. You know, at the end of our pilot and then over the last couple of years since we've extended and expanded the program, I mean, we've heard almost unanimously that the mentors have become, better managers in their businesses or departments, that they wind up informally, or in some cases, well, they would tell you formally mentoring folks outside of the program, and that it's really, you talk about a mentoring culture before, it really kind of starts perpetuating that mentoring culture. When you look at the number of mentors year over year who came back, the ones that were eligible to do, we had 68 the year previous, all but two, wanted to become mentors the following year. You know, so it was just overwhelming numbers wanted to continue in the program once they saw the value, and that really helped other people apply to be mentors as well.
Yeah, but those are great statistics. Let me ask it, but a thought occurs to me, and it comes up frequently. I'm talking to a couple of potential clients in the last couple of weeks who've talked about wanting to have mentors take on more than one mentoree at one time in the program. Do either one of you as program managers have any advice or thoughts about people considering having a mentor meant for more than one individual?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I think that's been a question we wrestled with. You know, we wrestled with it quite deeply. And I mentioned before that, our operation was large enough that we kind of had, different regions, if you will, kind of run separate programs and did their own matching process and what have you, because of our geographic spread primarily. And we got different answers, Rainey. We got different, some folks said that, I believe that I'd be able to do two mentees and do the program justice and handle it in the proper way. We had some folks adamantly disagree. So the mentors split on that issue, at least here.
Mm-hmm. In our case, we have not had people come to us and ask to mentor two in the structured program, whereby we ask them to meet with the mentoree at least once per month, preferably twice
mm-hmm.
per month. I know that some of the mentors that are assigned to people in the structured program are mentoring people outside of the program, though.
Okay.
So they are, they are dually hatted in terms of mentoring others.
Okay. All right. One other thought that I have is that we talked about the success of these pairs, and we talked about the value and so forth, and yet the matching we do how we match, I mean, is that there is a process, and maybe you could describe the process so the audience is aware of it. But that process, which is really often called artificial dating, and people have some issues around that. I talk to people all the time who have issues around doing that, forced matches, if you will. But that's the way both of you do it, and yet you get these kinds of results. Do you want to address the matching process at all to either one of you in terms of how you do it and also that thought about, well, how could this work if you're forcing people to get together?
You know, I think in enterprise what we found was that was the part that we underestimated the most. You know, the matching process itself, you know, to get several of our, you know, key managers in a business unit together and kind of go through the applications and really kind of flush out, you know, the possible matches based on the responses and what have you, that was the part that we were most likely to try to cut corners on, and that was the most important point not to cut corners on that part. And, you know, the matching process itself was, you know, hands down probably the best ingredient, if done successfully, to making sure that the following 12 months went well. And the people who went into the, you know, like on the matching committees, you know, in our regions, you know, they went into it saying, gosh, I mean, do we have to do this? Can't we just kind of, you know, just send out a note and just kind of match them up? And when they got done with the matching process and the actual meeting, they came out of that going, wow, that is fantastic. I'm really glad we did that. We had perspectives we wouldn't have had from a piece of paper, and it's contributed to the success of the program, undoubtedly.
Right. I would just, yeah, like to add on, we've also, initially it was a change in our culture in terms of how we did the matches, and people, you know, were saying to us, can't we just select who we want as our mentor? So with Rainey's guidance from Management Mentors, we followed his lead, and it's worked out to the success of the program year upon year. The people are matched by way of the right methodology in terms of competency. You know, the framework for the program was established around the competencies that we wanted from the mentoring program, and it leads into the leadership development program as a whole. So it's really we profile the mentors and the mentorees based on what they want to gain from the program on the mentoree's behalf and what the mentors have to offer in those skill areas. So it's really the profiles are matched up that way, and then we are able to turn on filters because we're matching across geographies. We're able to turn on some filters and see if we can match as close as possible so that they can have those in-person meetings, because we found out that face-to-face meetings work better than the long-distance relationships. But the feedback we've had from the payers is, did you do this by way of osmosis? How did you do this? Because it's worked out so well for us.
Yeah.
And we strive as much as possible because of the knowledge transfer issue that we're trying to work within at BA Systems. We try as much as possible to match across business units and functions. So the profiling matching process that Rainey has established, we're able to use the filters on that system to our benefit. Really worked well.
Yeah, it just occurred to me, and it should have been obviously, but it just occurred to me that both of you are using our online system to help in the matching process. That's what it is. And again, it's following the process that you would do normally manually, except that you're using a system to help facilitate that process.
Mm-hmm.
The other point I always like to make when people talk about forced matches as though somehow or other mentees don't have a choice, I always tell people that actually if you have people fill out a profile form and the profile form is correctly done, they're telling you who they need as a mentor. They're not telling you the name of the person, but they're telling you what they need. So they are having input. Mentees are saying what they need, what they want, and that's being taken into consideration when you're doing the matching process anyway, even though it's not, they're not the ones selecting the individual themselves. You know, because sometimes people use the word artificial matching, there's an implication that somehow or other nobody has a choice, we're just putting people together arbitrarily, which is not what we do at all. That would not be a good matching process whatsoever. That would be a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I'll ratchet that up a notch. And you know, we've had people come to us after the matching process gets announced, and, you know, we have the, you know, the big celebration, and people are clapping and everything else. They've turned around and said, what on earth do you think you're doing? How am I ever going to get along with this person? And the reality is, if the matching process was handled properly, you know, several months we go back to our quarter one update, and they come back and they go, wow, I had no idea this was going to work out as well as it did. Because a lot of people see maybe superficial factors or they jump to conclusions, and that process handled properly really let us connect people on a different level, a level they didn't even realize was going to work.
I think that's an important point, Steve, and really the way we go about matching, it helps mentees to connect with individuals they would not normally have been able to connect with, and indeed certain parts of the business they would not normally connect with. And I think that gets back to Judy's point that she made near the top of the show, was about giving people that new perspective. And I think that really our matching process gives that opportunity to individuals and organizations.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that, and I think it's interesting because when we talk about the matching process, if I could bottle it, I would. But it just happens. You know that if you follow the process, Steve's point, as you said earlier, it's a piece you're prone to wanting to cut the corner on. You say, well, this should be relatively quick to do, but it's a piece that really is the most critical. And if you get that one right, the likelihood is you're going to have a successful program.
Can I just say one other thing. I know that I was involved in a couple of the programs and the pilot programs in America for Enterprise, and I can't remember where it was, Rennie, but when we announced the matched pairs, it was incredible. You know, a lot of hand clapping, and it was just amazing, the outcome of that session. But, you know, it just worked really, really well. But there's another program we did here in the UK. I won't mention the name of it, but there was an audible gasp in the room when this mentoring pair were announced. And they've turned out to be one of the most productive, successful relationships. We stuck to the process, and it's worked out really, really well.
Really? So you had that experience of people saying, how did these two people ever get together?
Yeah.
Well, that is part of that process.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts that anybody has with regard to the matching at all? Or any things that you would perhaps suggest people avoid or be aware of or be careful of?
I would say one thing that's important is to utilize a team of folks from across the business in assisting you with the matches. It's important to receive feedback and input on we strive to not match people with somebody that's within their specific chain of command.
Yes.
And so receiving that input from people is really critical.
Great.
So that you have those insights.
Yeah. I think the more diverse you can have of people who can bring different perspectives to each match, mm-hmm. it enriches the whole experience of it and probably helps guarantee that the match you make is going to be a good one.
Right, because through the system they may look like they're a really great match, but then there's some underlying things in terms of that you may not have insight to.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, all right, we need to pause again for our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll finish our conversation on return on investment and mentoring.